Preservationists want to landmark an area west of Elmwood to make it harder for the developer to tear down buildings. That plan has changed with the company's decision to cut back on its project. Even so, the push for more landmarking came to the board when lawyer Robert Perk appeared to protest his Potomac Avenue home potentially being landmarked. That led to an encounter with Preservation Board member and preservationist Tim Thielman about a recent meeting.
I asked him specifically a couple times, could you tell me why it's being deemed? And he looked at me in the eye and he said, finally, well, it was designed by a very famous designer.
That's not true. I absolutely deny saying that. I did not say that.
That's unfortunate, Tim. Okay, and when I asked you again, you couldn't come up with a name, but whatever. I'm telling you that's what was said, and I think it's unfortunate he's taking that position.
That turned into loud and angry words between the two. Preservation Board Chairman Paul McDonnell says there is research underway on another preservation district, but just preparing the documentation might take months. Simonelli Real Estate has been blasting the possible landmarking as a way to block the company's plans. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.